think it was a great game, wasn't it? It was very end-to-end. It had pace, it had power, it had quality on the ball. Football was played in the right way. It was pass and move. Both teams counter-attacked swiftly, and there was chances probably every 2 or 3 minutes. So
great advert for the league, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, we did declare that before the game because you could see the way both teams were going to set up, and both were on good runs, and both were confident that their players could go and produce. And like I say, as for their keeper, I thought he was fantastic today. And many performances on that pitch were good. And if I was right in the marks, I'd probably give 7 and 8 for both teams.
I've got to say, were they so close that you couldn't actually split them? Was it that sort of game?
I think it probably was, yeah. It was going to take a bit of individual brilliance, wasn't it, or a mistake. I thought a couple of times we played ourselves into trouble, but then I thought we looked dangerous all throughout the match, and Polion and Beere when he comes on, and Phyllis Kirk getting the pockets, and Forts obviously with his driving runs, and it was a good game. And as a manager, obviously you're sitting there with your heart in your mouth, and maybe we could have nicked it at the end, but had Jabbo had his size 10s on rather than his size 9s.
I could pick out lots of goal mouth incidents at both ends, couldn't I? Tommy Lee and the Chesterfield goal had some fantastic saves, and he must have been frustrated wondering how you're going to get past him.
Well, he is a bit of a nemesis, isn't he? We talked about him as a player, and we say that if he'd have had a couple more inches on him, he'd have probably been a premiership keeper for a long time. But it's a good game, good point for us.
Obviously, you happy with that, yeah?
Well, I'm happy for it. I'd never really like a draw because it means that it's a good point if you follow it up on Tuesday of a win. However, it'd be a tough game, and we've got to rest these lads because it was very, very physical today in terms of distance running and particularly the speed of running.
There wasn't too many throw-ins in that game, was there really? No. You mentioned this.
I know, yeah. No, ball in play was a long time, probably one of the longest we've had this season, so it is important that we make sure we rest the guys up and in the right way though, and make sure that we're tactically and mentally ready.
It's not a two-day rest period. It's not the England manager or the Liverpool manager style rest, is it?
No, but I think tomorrow we'll get them in and have a warm down, and they'll go down the pool and massages and stuff like that. Obviously on Monday we have to go through some bits, possibly get them in Tuesday as well in the morning, go home for a sleep and then come back for the match on Thursday. So that is the life of a professional footballer, and the good ones that want longevity in the game do it right.